All right. What we have first on agenda is committee elections. It was brought to the attention of the board, section of the bylaws, which appears to make it unnecessary to hold elections for every committee, as more than one director from a particular signal area may be able to sit on a committee. But, Ken, you have a point.
I sent out an email on that. The way I read the bylaws is it's one and only one. In other words, each station has to provide a director, but only one.
Well, I'm going to read it directly, and we'll see. I can see we're going to... We'll be voting on this in a second. Article 8, Section 2, Composition of Board Committees. I'm just going to read it into the record, and then we can discuss. Except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates, who are not then serving as directors from each radio station, provided, however, that the inclusion of delegates on a committee shall not be required where the board by a majority vote determines that the privileged, sensitive, or confidential nature of the matters to be addressed by said committee preclude the inclusion of delegates as committee members in order for said committee to effectively and efficiently perform its duties. The board may designate one or more directors as alternate members of any committee. Director committee members shall be selected by a majority vote of the board using the instant runoff voting method, provided, however, that if there is an election for more than one committee member, then the board shall use the single transferable method of voting to select committee members. Delegate committee members shall be elected by their respective LSBs using the instant runoff voting method, provided, however, that if there is an election for more than one committee member, then the LSBs shall use the single transferable method of voting to select committee members. Okay. Okay, so that's just IRV versus STV. Discussion. I've got Teresa. I've got Kathy. I have Lydia. I see Campbell. All right, Teresa.
In all of the other times when we have voted for people on committee, we have only said one director. We voted on director, one director, and it does allow for alternate directors. If you're on the, let's say you're on the governance committee, for example, and KPFT has three directors on governance, and WPFW has one, and it says no more than two. It does says one or two or more. If we can fill a committee with a whole bunch of people and affect thus quorum and thus kind of a weight of what we vote on, how we vote on things, then it might affect representation. And therefore, I think it could create some sort of imbalance on what kind of things come out of committee. So I really think it's healthier to, and I think the intent was that if you have more than one person, you could have a director be an alternate, but only one director and two people. And that kind of keeps down, keeps a balance and also keeps a way to kind of figure out what the quorum is.
Thank you, Teresa. I presume you meant one director and two delegates. Correct. Presuming most directors are also people. Thank you. Okay. Kathy, please.
Okay. I guess my reading of it is as a whole statement. In that regard, is it saying that it wants one director plus two delegates? It's not saying at least one director. It's giving you the whole package. And so to me, I read that as one director and two delegates from each radio station. And then it goes on to talk about voting, making that vote. So if it were a free-for-all, then it wouldn't move on to describe how the election process would take place. So this suggests to me that the election process reinforces that its intent to be one director and two delegates.
Thank you, Kathy. Next is Lydia. I'll let the record know Arlene is who this
is. Okay. So, yeah, I had always thought it was one director, and then in rereading, I'm looking for the second, there's a second reference that, again, chooses to use the word at least one director or that phrase. So when it talks about the voting mechanism, one can only assume that, like everything else in the bylaws, it needs to be defined by a motion. So the board has never actually passed, to my knowledge, unless someone else has knowledge of that, a motion which redefines that. But my reading of it is that if, in fact, we were to limit it to one director per committee by a motion, then we would have to imply, you know, the voting method prescribed. But in more than one references, you read the entire section farther on, it keeps referring to at least one director.
Thank you. I've got Campbell next.
And, I'll keep
looking and then Ken. Campbell?
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't see. Okay, Ken, and we'll come back to Campbell.
I believe in the sentences where it says at least one, it says at least one director from each station. So I believe the at least one director applies to each station has to provide a director, one and only one, and then the others who might be in the election are alternates.
At least. No, exactly.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we should have actually consulted with him on this when it came up under brief discussion. Oh, there's Andy. Andy? We'd like to prevail upon you as you walk into the room to interpret our bylaws on the spot, because isn't that fun? Of course, George.
It seems to me what it's
George,
saying,
microphone, please. Stream.
It seems to me what it's saying, because it does say later on, if more than one, if there's an election for more than one committee member, implying that you could have more than one committee member, then the board shall use the single transferable method. So it seems to me they're saying you could put on some number, 1, 2, 3, whatever, on all the committees. They all have to have, each radio station has to have 1, 2, 3, or whatever. The custom has always been one.
Yes.
And I would make a motion that there be one if people accept my interpretation of what the bylaws mean.
Thank you, George.
This summer?
Yeah, of course.
Actually, in... that's when George was chair in first became chair in 2009. I raised this very point. And what happened was I was quote-unquote alternate for the personnel committee. And that never happened, because when I would go to the meetings, they would tell me, oh, you're an alternate, you can't show up. And I read this very same sentence then that that's what it says. So this is not the first time that this has been discussed.
Mr. Gold, do you have a copy of that relevant portion on page 24 of the bylaws, section 8? Tracy, go ahead. While Mr. Gold is taking a look at that, you can give him a moment to...
I'm sorry, can you steer me?
It's in the bylaws. It's page 24. It's Article 8, Section 2, Composition of Board Committees. And
so it's actually on page 25.
24.
24 is where the section starts. For some reason, mine is numbered as page 25.
Interesting. Well, pagination may not be uniform.
But it's certainly. Section 2, Composition of Board Committees?
Yeah. That is correct. Article 8, Section 2.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to study this, but I did look at it earlier when this issue was briefly raised in closed session. And as I read it, it says, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station. There's a minimum of one per station. There's not a maximum.
Yeah, that's my interpretation of also. It's normal English construction, which is what the law always says you're supposed to fall back on. Alex? And then, Campbell, I'm sorry, because you were out of the room. That's I'll come back to you, though. Go ahead. Tracy.
On the stack at some point.
No, Tracy, you were actually before Alex.
I was.
I'm working two sides of the room at the same time. Tracy, Alex Campbell.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been the practice, one PNB person per committee for quite a while. But just from the point of view of the governance committee, which I was on this year, the feedback from out there, from the LSBs and the people that are on the committees with us, is not that there are that the committees are too small and they need lots and lots more people. It's the opposite. It's A, there's too many people on the committees anyway. Could you guys make them smaller? We can't make quorum. It's annoying. The PNB directors don't show up for the meetings already. As it is, it pisses us off. So I'm just sort of entering that into the conversation. Most of us at one person per committee have too many committee meetings. If we start doubling and tripling up, I think what we're going to do is have even less effective committees than we already have. So the interpretation of the bylaws we've been working under is probably the most constructive interpretation of the bylaws we could make.
Not yet. Alex. I've got Alex, then Campbell. Lydia, you've spoken once, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I'll come back to you on second rounds. I got you, Marcel. So it'll be Fia after Campbell, and then Marcel, and then back to Lydia, unless there's another first round. Alex.
Well, this sounds like another place where the language in the bylaws is a little bit sloppy. But we've always interpreted the bylaws in this area to mean one director per standing committee of the National Board. I think we should continue that. Otherwise, the language of the bylaws is actually completely open-ended. It doesn't say if it's not specifying one, it's not specifying two either. It's not specifying anything. In fact, you could say, which is absurd. So the most reasonable interpretation of the bylaws in this area is that one director per national committee.
Thank you, Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel very much like case in point here because I've been denied serving on committees because of the skewed interpretation of this. And, you know, I read that all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates, okay, who are not then serving as directors. So, you know, the little bit of a wiggle that there is, I think, in the finance committee is not meant to be one that's exclusive. I think that the intention of people who wrote the bylaws was to be inclusive and to have it serving. Madam Chair, there seems to be a fair amount of side talk here.
Sorry. It's done. Continue, Campbell.
Thank you.
I'm listening.
It seems to me as though the intention of the people who wrote the bylaws was to be inclusive. And I think that these interpretations that some of the leadership in this board have decided to undertake is something that's deleterious to the mission of Pacifica and to its inclusiveness and to the uplifting of the communities in which it is active. And so I would argue that there is not a place for a motion one way or another. I think that the interpretation that our attorney has provided is certainly the reasonable one, and that the debate there should end. Thank you.
Do we have affiliates calling in?
Yeah, we got a call.